For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
The way I felt was that the world had come crushing down around us. Our lives were changed forever, and I did not even understand the impact that that was going to have at that moment.
That's Julie DeRocher talking about the greatest nightmare of her life, the suicide of her husband. Since that day in 1998, she has endured the suicide of a friend and also a failed attempt by her son, who is now thriving. DeRocher found help and healing through the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Helen Pridgen, South Carolina Area Director of AFSP, listed some common reasons why people take their lives.
One's health, and that can include mental health or other chronic health conditions, traumatic brain injury, increased stress, financial issues, family history of suicide, maybe a previous attempt yourself. And so all of these factors, if a person is experiencing a number of issues, can be overwhelming.
Nearly 80% of suicides are by males, according to Pridgen. Carol Sheely of Columbia lost her brother to suicide after getting through some near misses that she thought were just temporary moods.
I didn't understand. Mental illness is something that just doesn't go away. You might, like cancer, go in remission, but some people are never really over it. You'll hear a lot of people say he was doing so well. He seemed fine, but looking back, there were red flags.
Suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in the United States, Pridgen said. She named some of those red flags that signal a person may be contemplating taking his life.
You might see a difference in a person's talk that indicate they're feeling trapped or they're feeling hopeless. We might see a difference in their behavior. Maybe there's an increased usage of alcohol or other substances. Maybe they're isolating, sleeping more. They're more aggressive. We might see a difference in mood. Do they seem depressed? Is there rage?
AFSP sponsors 6 Out of the Darkness awareness walks around the state each October. DeRocher said interacting with others at the walk has helped her.
It has. Being around other people who truly understood not only the stigma that's associated with suicide, but they understood how I felt. They understood the struggle. They understood the nightmares. They understood the emotional roller coaster.
Similarly, Sheely said just talking with others has been healing.
It certainly helped me to heal because I have been in places and situations with total strangers, and it comes up about my brother, and I will say he died by suicide. And then they'll say, I lost my mother, father, husband to suicide, and I've never told anybody that until you told me. And they'll hug me, and these are total strangers.
Pridgen had a message for people who may be struggling with suicidal thoughts.
The voice of depression is a liar. It will tell you your situation is hopeless and you are helpless. This is a lie. Hear that message. There is hope for you, and there is a whole community of people across the state that care about you.
Sheely agreed, stressing that beyond the grief, there is hope and healing.
You will get through this. It doesn't feel like it. It's going to take a long time, but you will get through this. You can and you will.
Sheely participates in the walk each year for a variety of reasons. One, she said, is that if she can help someone else, it feels like she's helping her brother. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.